So can you tell me a bit about what's actually happening tonight, first of all?
Well, the two contenders for the leadership, Jeremy Hunt and Boris Johnson, are coming to a hustings event in Maidstone this evening, where they'll be quizzed by party activists and members about their policies and programmes.
And we've obviously heard a lot about these hustings events happening over the last few weeks. What exactly is the aim of them? What will Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt be looking to tell people?
Well, one of the criticisms made of the decision to appoint Theresa May as Prime Minister was that activists didn't really have a chance to quiz her and ask her what her policies and commitments were. So this time the Conservative Party has organised a whole series of hustings meetings right across the country where Conservative members will get that opportunity.
And what sort of things can we expect to hear from Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt tonight? Obviously, they've been quite vocal about their policies. What kind of things are you expecting?
Well, I think the major policy issue is in undoubtedly Brexit. And they will be setting out their different proposals for departing the EU by the new deadline of October the 31st. Now, that has dominated most of the debate throughout this campaign. But there are a number of domestic issues where they have differences, particularly on issues around health, education, transport. So those two may get a discussion going too.
And obviously Brexit is a big issue for Kent in particular, with Operation Brock and the M20 and obviously Dover. Do you think that some people might have some specific questions about that to give to Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt?
Yes, one of the key issues for Kent obviously is Brexit, but not just the policy, but the practical implications of departing the EU, possibly without a deal, what they call the cliff edge option. And that could invoke lots of these contingency plans that we know about concerning that possibility. And obviously they will be questioned about the practical implications on Kent as the gateway to Europe and the obvious issue around the transport impact.